Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The temple's silent construction, and the house, when it was in building, was built of stone, made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer, nor axe, nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building. 1 Kings 6:7. Here is a remarkable testimony to the engineering and construction skills of the ancients. In order to erect the magnificent Temple of Solomon, every portion was so carefully fabricated, far away from the construction site, that the building could be completely erected in reverent silence. Furthermore, the stones were not small and rough. They brought great stones, costly stones, and huge stones to lay the foundation of the house. They were quarried from limestone beds beneath the city and had to be fabricated and brought to the temple site, all ready to be laid in place. And Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders did hew them and the stone squarers. In both its unique beauty and its silent assemblage, the temple is a striking type of the spiritual temple now being erected by the Holy Spirit. Now, therefore, you are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. In this spiritual temple, each new believer is a costly stone, carefully cut from the world's dark quarry, then silently placed in the growing structure by the Holy Spirit on the foundation of Jesus Christ, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, you also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.